Mr. Chair, we are on the record and I have started the recording. I am Gina Levesque, intake manager for the Commission on Ethics, and this is an executive session of the Palm Beach County Commission on Ethics. Today's date is August 6, 2015, and the time is 2:23 p.m. Before the commission at this time is case number C-15017, and the respondent is Stephen Kennedy, who is a chief plans examiner for the city of West Palm Beach. Mr. Kennedy is not being represented today. I will now call the roll. Commissioner Headley?
Present.
Commissioner Prydell?
Present.
Commissioner Lofredo? Commissioner Pearman?
Present.
Chair will now begin the meeting.
Welcome, Mr. Kennedy.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And those parties who have not been named, please identify yourselves now.
I'm Steve Cullen, Executive Director, Commission on Ethics.
Anthony Bennett, Investigator, Commission on Ethics.
Mark Bannon, Senior Investigator, Commission on Ethics.
Christy Kelly, Staff Counsel, Commission on Ethics.
Mr. Cullen is Executive Director. Would you please describe probable cause?
Introduce yourself.
Stephen Kennedy.
I apologize.
Can you speak louder into the microphone, please?
Sure. Stephen Kennedy.
I'll try this again. Mr. Cullen is Executive Director. Would you please explain probable cause and the process we'll be following today?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. This is a probable cause hearing. The matter began with the filing of a sworn complaint against the respondent by Ms. Carol Stewart. That was received on July 11, 2015. Legal sufficiency of that complaint was found as, if true, the facts alleged may constitute a violation of the Code of Ethics. After investigation, staff is recommending dismissal for lack of probable cause at this time. Excuse me, this is a paper hearing. That is, the matter is determined by examining the documentary evidence and considering legal argument only. No witness testimony is presented here today. The commission must make a determination as to whether probable cause exists. Probable cause may be found if there are reasonably trustworthy facts and circumstances for the commission to believe that Mr. Kennedy violated the Palm Beach County Code of Ethics. Staff submits that there are no such reasonably trustworthy facts and circumstances and recommends that this matter be dismissed. Staff counsel Kelly will present this matter. Mr. Bannon is available to speak about the details of the investigation if needed.
Thank you. So this complaint alleges that respondent Stephen Kennedy violated section 2-443I, disclosure or use of certain information, and section 2-443B, corrupt misuse of official position. First, to prove that respondent violated the disclosure or use of certain information section, the evidence would have to show that respondent disclosed or used information not available to members of the general public and gained by reason of his official position for his or another person's personal gain or benefit. Based on the facts, there is no probable cause to believe respondent violated the disclosure or use of certain information section because the information was all publicly accessible online. The investigation revealed that all information obtained and used by respondent in the online blog and the information he provided to another condominium resident was information that was readily available to the general public through the City of West Palm Beach's eGov Plus online database. Code enforcement officers had come out and documented that the complainant used an unlicensed contractor to remodel one of her condominium units, and these documents were publicly accessible through the city's online database. Next, to prove that respondent violated the corrupt misuse of official position section, the evidence would have to show that respondent acted in a wrongful manner and inconsistent with the proper performance of his public duties to give himself or another a special privilege, benefit, or exemption. Here, again, there is no probable cause to believe that respondent violated this section. Because the information about complainant hiring an unlicensed contractor to complete work on the condominium buildings and in the complainant's condominium unit was publicly accessible, neither respondent's disclosure of this information to his fellow condominium resident nor his disclosure of the information through his online blog meets the code's definition of corruptly. Respondent discloses information to stop such unlawful actions from continuing, and he also wanted to make the other condominium owners and tenants aware that such actions were taking place. There is no evidence that respondent's actions were inconsistent with the proper performance of his public duties as the chief plans examiner for the city's developmental services department. So based on these facts and circumstances, I am recommending that a finding of no probable cause and an order of dismissal be entered in this complaint.
Thank you. Mr. Kennedy, this is your opportunity to make a statement or really add to what the circumstances or what we know.
Honestly, I really don't have a statement prepared. I'm perfectly satisfied with what Christy, and with the conclusion of staff is. I think it's perfectly accurate. And I just really feel like I was just doing my job. And one thing I would tell you is that in my position, my boss, the building official in the city of West Palm Beach, was everything I did, I vetted through him. I vetted through my supervisor, the assistant building official. And I was essentially performing my duties and trying to put an end to an unlicensed contracting situation that was illegal.
Okay.
And it's headed in that direction, and we're getting things are being done better there, more correctly. So I think the result of everything I've done has been very positive for my neighborhood and my community.
Okay. Thank you. Commissioners, do you have any questions of Ms. Kelly or Mr. Kennedy at this point in time?
Mr. Kennedy, as you are aware, there were two charges alleged, the corrupt misuse of your official position to derive some kind of benefit or privilege, and secondly, the disclosure or use of certain information, and as was correctly pointed out, the information at issue is information that was available to the public. The complaint, Ms. Stewart, alleged that you used your position as the chief plan examiner to orchestrate it, some kind of a conspiracy or something like that. No, she didn't use those words, but to gang up against her. My only question is that as the chief plan examiner, do you perceive a conflict in that role and your decision to actively participate in what was going on, that is to say, to issue blogs on Facebook?
I really don't understand exactly the question, but that kind of activity was as a resident, as an owner of property there. I'm an owner of property there. I own a condominium unit there.
So you would say, to the extent that you own a condominium, when you post your blogs on Facebook, you're acting then as a private citizen, and somehow there's a clear distinction or demarcation between you acting as a citizen and being the chief plans examiner?
Sure. Yeah. I would say that. Yeah.
Would you think there's any possibility that one can confuse the two positions, the two actions, or two roles, I'm sorry?
I don't know. I can really only respond on how I perceive things and see it. In the state of Florida, everybody has a right to public participation in a condominium association. Boards of directors make decisions that relate to spending money and contracting. And they have board meetings, just like a government agency has board meetings, and they are required to conduct business under their own standards of ethics. And there's a with a certain kind of relationship, I can't think of the word at the moment, but so my understanding, and the understanding of many of the owners of property there, is that this particular board of directors was not doing that. They were contracting with somebody illegally, doing work that was not needed. Just one example, one of the things they did was they entered into a contract with an unlicensed contractor to re-roof a roof that was only 10 years old and had 10 years left on its warranty. And they paid this guy, who was really a middleman, like $73,000 more than the cost. And his $73,000 was to do no work. So I am an owner of property there, and so I feel like I have every right to try to spread the word any way that I can, that is a normal way to communicate these days, to my fellow property owners who share in that burden. So I would just say that that's the point of view that I did it from. It just so happens that I happen to work for the city. I happen to live here. And it's just, and it's just the way it is. And I would say also that, you know, I only became an owner in February. It was just kind of a...
sort of coincidence.
It's kind of a just a weird set of events that happened. And, you know, so... I just don't want to be squashed in my right to publicly participate with my association. And that's really what I think this is an attempt to do.
So, just final question. If I understand you correctly, what you're saying, at no time did you attempt to use your official position as leverage in this issue in terms of with the board, the dispute with the board?
No, I would tell you that I happen to be an expert in construction. I have special knowledge in construction, a lot of this related to construction. So regardless of whether or not I had worked for the city of West Palm Beach or if I worked for Palm Beach County, I would have the capability to ascertain the same things that I ascertained in these circumstances. And additionally, I would tell you that I offered to the board to, you know, to head a committee on construction if they wanted to. I offered advice to them, and I didn't listen to it. So I offered to be helpful. I sent them emails saying, you really shouldn't re-roof this roof. It doesn't need to be re-roofed, but they did it anyway. And, you know, and now now they're suing people and taking actions as a result of what I did. So I just did it as a knowledgeable resident, is what I would say.
All right, thank you for your patience.
Sure, thank you.
I have no questions of Mr. Kennedy. There being no further questions, is there a motion to accept the recommendation as to no finding a probable cause?
I would move that we accept that as no probable cause.
Commissioner Pierman makes the motion, and is there a second?
Second.
Second is by Commissioner Headley. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed. The recommendation passes as published. Thank you.
Thank you.
The order is on the board behind you for final approval.
Changes, commissioners? Is there a motion to accept the public report finding no probable cause and order of dismissal as provided?
So moved.
Commissioner Headley makes the motion.
Second.
Commissioner Pierman makes the second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion passes and the order is approved. With that, this hearing has been completed.
Thank you.
At the direction of the chair, this is the end of the recording and case number C-15-017 on August 6, 2015, and the time is 2:38 p.m. The recording is now being deactivated.
Thank you, Mr. Kennedy.